Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another installment of the NFL Blitz. Yes, the NFL Blitz with Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, Rudy Reyes of the Rude Dog Show, exclusively on barnburner.ca, and I had to have him. This guy went 11-2. I had to have him back again. He's Kevin of Clutch Sports Talk Radio. Now, we're going to look at week 11, and Rudy, your team is playing Thursday. Forget about this already. Let's get to the action for Sunday's game. But before we get to the action, I know that Rory has a special announcement for you, Rudy. Go ahead.
Hey, go ahead, Rory.
So, Rudy, much love and respect to you and your show. This is me on Barn Burner. But I have to go back to one of your last episodes. I think it was your second last or third last episode you did with a gentleman by the name of Tucker. I don't know like his full Twitter handle, but you were talking about Colin Kaepernick. And like I said, I love your energy. I have a lot of respect for you. But my only thing I want to say to you is, why is it that you guys kind of come across biased and not really tell the truth about what's going on in that question?
I thought he's talking about Starbucks, but this is a good point. Go ahead, Rory. Rudy, sorry.
I'll be honest with you. I look at Colin Kaepernick, and he has yet to have any interview with anybody. So if he wants to come out and make a point and really have something to say, he's going to open up his mouth and let people know it and not let people speak for him. That's the truth. And that's exactly what I put out.
So are we just going to ignore that he was the Citizen of the Year for GQ, and you don't think there was a nice individual piece that was written on that global brand of GQ magazine?
No, GQ magazine had every reason to put him as their Man of the Year. If they have certain criteria that they base whoever their Citizen of the Year is, and so be it. However, that article came out after my show. So it was way after, you know, he gets all the props by GQ to be a Citizen of the Year, but in all fairness, even citizens have a voice. And he chooses not to have one for whatever reason.
So do you think
on his level, whatever that is, I mean, it's up to him. If he wants to have a conversation with people to have the real deal to understand what's really going on, he can give the exclusive to anybody he wants, but he hasn't.
So you think
it's a trust situation?
Because it's a trust situation, right? Because if we really dig deeper into everything, we know that there's a reason why he's not coming out and talking, right? Because of what he was talking about last year, of the stance that he took. And I believe he's got more than enough support out there that people know the real version of Colin Kaepernick. Isn't that not true?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The only person that really knows Colin Kaepernick is Colin Kaepernick. Everybody else can say and speak whatever about him. When you're talking about trust, he trusted GQ magazine. He didn't call him and say, you know what, I don't want to be your Citizen of the Year. He didn't have a conversation.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I think we're going to see the full onslaught of what he really wants to say when that book comes out. I think that's when we're gonna hear his voice. And we're gonna
all right, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna ask. He's been quiet. He's our special guest, Kevin, Clutch Sports Talk. What do you have to say about what Rudy or Rory has told to Rudy or Rory?
Well, let me be clear. In all fairness, I have not listened. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show that Rory is referring to with Rudy's show about the subject matter with Colin Kaepernick. But I will say this, in regards to his entire situation in the last year and a half now of his protests as far as the national anthem is concerned, Colin Kaepernick has probably done more in terms of moving the conversation forward in regards to police brutality, racial injustice, and social inequality than anybody has, especially in sports, probably over the last quarter century, where we're talking about actual conversation, action, and being able to start something that is having a movement, not just in the National Football League, but in sports in general. And I think it was highly appropriate to have him as the Citizen of the Year on GQ's magazine cover, because what they recognized was that he is moving the needle in terms of a conversation that's been very difficult to have in this country for a very long time. And to not recognize that would be to not show the importance of the conversation that needs to be had when it deals with certain issues that Colin Kaepernick has protested about over the last year and a half. So I had no problem with him being on the cover of the GQ magazine. I thought it was a referendum on the type of movement that he has started, and more importantly, the conversation that has been had over the last year and a half on the issues that he was protesting, and now being able to talk about it in a forum such as a GQ magazine, which is as popular as it is, gives him yet another space and platform to be able to talk about those issues. So I didn't have a problem with him being on the cover of it. And I think the truth of the matter is that he has started something very important in this country that has gotten the attention of a lot of people, whether you feel one way or another about the issue that he has started is something, is a conversation that needs to be, had.
All right. So quickly, Rudy, Rory, I did not know that Rory is going to say that, but I wanted to, the special edition here, Rudy was going to get his Starbucks cards next week. Right, Rory?
He'll get his Starbucks. That's all I keep hearing.
Sorry?
Kevin, to your point, for just a minute, GQ is extremely popular, not only with people, generally speaking, but with NFL players, because they want to know what's going on. NFL players and locker rooms have their own coup. They have their own ways of doing things. They have their own ways to communicate. It is not like it is outside of an NFL locker room with, you know, males sitting in bars or in a cigar room or whatever that is. GQ magazine to NFL players, from what I understand, is a very commonly read component. You'll find it in their house.
All right.
Why?
Now, let me ask you this. Rudy, were you ever on the cover of a GQ magazine? What's
no.
so funny? I'm being serious. Rory,
no,
were you
I
on
haven't.
The cover ever on the cover of GQ magazine? The answer is no. For somebody who has been on the cover like myself, I can speak on this, but I will not speak on this. Let's go to no huddle here. NFL Blitz. Let's just start off with Kevin. Detroit and Chicago. Last week you were 11-2. Chicago's one game that did you in. What do you say this week?
I'm picking Detroit this week. I think Detroit has something to prove this week. They let Cleveland stay in that game far too long last week at home, but they wind up getting the win this week. They are a 3-point favorite on the road. I like Matt Stafford and this offense to have a big day against the Chicago Bear football team. So I'm taking Detroit, who's 3-1 on the road this season, to move to 6-4 to try and keep pace with the streaking Minnesota Vikings. So I'm taking Detroit this week.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. At Chicago, as much as they have a good fight in them, I just don't think it's enough. I think the Lions are going to come out on top with Matthew Stafford, you know, continually using Abdullah in the backfield, using play action, something they've done basically all season long without a dominant, you know, starter in a running back position. I think Abdullah is fitting that relatively well because you could use him in so many different ways, almost like a Le'Veon Bell-esque. In dual position. So I think the Lions end up winning this game against the Bears.
Quickly, Rory.
Chicago is not going to be able to put enough points. Detroit Lions all the way.
Jacksonville, Cleveland, Rory, start us off.
You got to go with the hottest team right now in the AFC. You got to go with Jacksonville, solid defense, Browns 0-9, Jacksonville improves 7-3.
Rudy?
Jacksonville is just playing way too much D. Browns don't know one day from the next Sunday with the quarterback carousel that they will probably always have. And I mean that literally. So Jaguars definitely get the bite out of Cleveland and send them down packing to their first overall draft pick in 2018.
Kevin?
This is a trap game for Jacksonville. This is one of those classic Jacksonville Jaguar games that they could potentially drop. I don't think that they will, but Cleveland was real competitive last week against Detroit, and Jacksonville should have dominated the Chargers last week and squeaked out an overtime win at home last week. DeeDee Westbrook, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma, was making his debut to try and help out Blake Bortles this week on the offensive side of the football. So I'm picking the Jaguars here. They're a 7.5-point favorite on the road. But this is a trap game for Jacksonville. They need to be real careful going into Cleveland this weekend, because Cleveland's going to be competitive and show that they can be with a good football team last year. But I'm taking Jacksonville 3-1 on the road. But Cleveland's going to make this game a little bit more competitive, I think, what people think.
Baltimore is into Green Bay. Rudy, start us off.
You know, I'll be honest, as good as the Ravens are in the interception, they could get a couple more against Brent Hundley. I don't know that the Green Bay Packers, I mean, they're like Tari's out on that offensive line. Hundley's still near repless. And I don't mean reckless, I mean repless. In other words, he hasn't had enough reps to make him as good as Green Bay has been in the past with a guy who may not be back there till next year and could not be back at all in a Packers uniform. I think the Ravens caused the upset here.
Kevin?
Joe Flacco has 10 interceptions this year. The Baltimore Ravens are a 2-point favorite on the road. They are top 10 defense. I'm going to go with the upset here, and I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers at home. I think they found a little bit of confidence last week going on the road to beat Chicago. I'm going to take the upset. I know Baltimore's a 2-point favorite. I'm going to take Green Bay. I think they find enough at home this week to get it done against Baltimore. So I'm going to go out on a limb and take Green Bay, who's 3-2 at home. Baltimore doesn't travel very well on the road, 2-3 on the road this season. I'm taking Green Bay this week.
Rory?
Green Bay, Wisconsin. They
Arizona,
6-4.
Houston. Rory?
it's a tough one. I'm actually going to go with Arizona. Win the game. You know, we just heard Larry Fitzgerald, he just signed a 1-year extension. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals, and Larry Fitz, have a big day.
Kevin?
Oh, boy. I might go out on a limb and do what Rory did last week and call a tie. No, I'm just kidding. this is a picking game. I'm going to take Houston. Houston's at home. I think Tom Savage does enough. I think the Texans get it done at home this week.
Rudy.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Just because Larry Fitzgerald signed another year doesn't mean the Cardinals are going to the Super Bowl. They got issues in the quarterback position. They're going to start a guy. Blake Gabbert takes over for Drew Stanton. I don't know if you go from bad to worse in that quarterback situation, but Texans, Deshaun, that's Deshaun Watson, Tom Savage. I'll call it like it is. But I'll be honest with you, defensively, I like what the Cardinals have been doing. I'm not a big fan of what Adrian Peterson did in the last matchup with a lot of bad footing and bad running styles, at least, and showed glimpses of who he was in the past. I just don't buy it. I think the Texans get the win here.
All right, you're going to start us off with the next game, the Rams against Minnesota, arguably the best game of the week. What would you say, Rudy?
Oh, man, this is this is a game of the week. I don't care what division you're in. This is game of the week. You're going to find that the Rams are going to really come to play. Maybe utilizing Todd Gurley. I had Jim Everett on the show, and that was a little enlightening. He didn't like that Article 46, but Jim, if you're listening, hey, man, I just call it like it is. But Minnesota playing so well right now. I don't care who's under center. Teddy Bridgewater should not come back, at least not yet. Why? Keith Keenum keeps getting them to wins, and W's count in this league. The Rams have been doing too much defensively. They have 11 interceptions on the year. Rams have just been doing way too much on all three phases inside of that football club. I think the Rams, it's not going to be a high score, but I think the Rams get it done and they get the W.
Kevin.
Yeah, something's got to give this week. The Vikings have won 5 straight. The Rams have won 4 straight. Jared Goff looks very good. Rams 7-2. I'm going to take the Rams, though. I think that offense is clicking on all cylinders. Everson Griffin is coming back this week at the defensive end position for Minnesota, and they're a 2-point favorite at home. But I like what the Rams do on the road. Their game travels in all three phases. As Rudy mentioned, they're 4-0 on the road. I'm taking the Rams this week, the highest scoring offense in the National Football League. I think puts up enough points on the board to hold off the Minnesota Vikings to get a nice road win this week.
Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, quickly.
Got to go with the Minnesota Vikings. Sorry, boys. I feel that defense is legit, and they're going to stifle them a little bit. So Vikings, cover the spread.
All right, next game. Rory, you start us off. Washington at New Orleans.
You have to go with the Saints. They're arguably the best team in the NFC. Right now, my eyes. Drew Brees is playing. That defense is growing. Let's be honest here. Saints are winning that game.
All right, you can see a party going on. So, Rory, go ahead. Rudy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sorry, Steelers just scored a touchdown at 7-0 Pittsburgh.
All right. Come on. This is Sunday games.
Okay, all great. Right. Well, it starts on Thursday night, don't you know?
Rudy got mesmerized by the Antonio Brown dance for a touchdown. Okay, all you need to know about this game for New Orleans, they're at home. They're going to win. The last time a team in the National Football League ran off 7 straight wins after starting off 0-2 was the 1993 Dallas Cowboys. All that team did was win the Super Bowl. Saints roll this week and get their 8th straight win to beat Washington.
Kansas City against New York
Cowboy reference right now. Sorry.
Hey.
Kansas City, New York Giants. Rudy, start us off.
I'm going to get my Redskins pick in here. Oh, wait, did I pick the Redskins? No, I didn't. I'm picking the Saints. Drew Brees, Mark Ingram, these guys rolled all over Buffalo, your Buffalo Bills. Your Buffalo Bills.
All right, you're cut off.
Picking under
right,
the Shears.
Next pick. It Kansas, quickly, go ahead. With all the cheering, nobody can hear what's going on there. Kansas City, New York Giants. Go ahead. You know what? To be honest with you,
well,
I don't care. Don't pick this game. Rory, go ahead.
I got to go with Kansas City. I think they bounce back. They show that they're the superior team in the AFC also, too, in the AFC West. And the Giants, fire McAdoo. Come on. Clean house. It's time for
40,
a change.
40-second play clock on for Rudy Reyes. Go ahead.
Chiefs, they're going to take the tomahawk to these Giants that don't know what they're going to do with the head coach that they're not going to fire, Rory. And I'm still waiting for my Starbucks. Make sure it gets delivered in my hand.
Hold on. I just
told
you that Rory is going to send you Starbucks, Rudy. I told you at the beginning of the segment, no more talk of Starbucks or I'm going to spill the Starbucks on you. Kevin, your pick.
The Giants officially quit last week and made C.J. Beathard look like the second coming of Joe Montana. If you have Alex Smith on your fantasy team, start him this week. Chiefs roll out at MetLife Stadium, and the Giants, who are off to their worst start since 1980, continue their terrible play. Chiefs roll this week.
This game was postponed because of a hurricane in Miami. Tampa Bay, Miami. Kevin, start us off.
Oh, man. Miami trying to stay in the thick of it in the AFC East. Tampa Bay trying to just not lose anymore this season, dealing with the out of service of Jameis Winston. I'm going to take Miami just because they're at home. Tampa Bay is winless on the road this year. Their game does not travel. Miami gets the win at home as a 1-point favorite this week. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Rory?
got to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dolphins, all sorts of messed upness going over there. Leaning towards Tampa Bay to win this game.
Rudy.
This is kind of obvious here. I mean, I'm not a Jay Cutler fan. I never have been. I never will be. What you get with Jay Cutler is what you get with Jay Cutler. I don't care what team he's on. I don't care what coach they have. Jay Cutler is Jay Cutler. However, so is Kirkpatrick. Played against his last team last week against McCown. I don't have a lot of faith in Kirkpatrick. I never have. He reminds me of a poor man, Andy Dalton.
Who's Kirkpatrick? It's Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, get it
Fitzpatrick,
right.
Fitzpatrick, Kirkpatrick, what? Hey, they're both Scottish, aren't they?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're drinking too much Scottish vodka there. Come on. Forget about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, just give me your pick.
It's Thanksgiving time. Come on now.
No, that's not
Come
great.
On now. Here
Perkins.
We go.
Go ahead, Kevin. Pick the game.
Hashtag here we go. No, Dolphins get the W.
What a turkey. Go ahead, Kevin.
And they're eating all of Jameis Winston's W's, by the way.
Yeah. All right. We'll get back to you, Rudy. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm taking the Dolphins. I'm taking the Dolphins.
I'm so confused. But the next game, Cincinnati, Denver. Go ahead, Rory.
I feel that Denver's got to buy a win now. Cincinnati's not a good team. They're back at Mile High. I don't know. Osweiler being quarterback, Simeon being quarterback, I don't know. I got to go with Denver just because of defense.
Rudy, get that chicken leg out of your mouth and tell me who your pick is.
I don't know. You may eat chicken for Thanksgiving there in Canada, but here we eat turkey. And the turkey that's going to be off the bone is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Broncos figured out offensively, regardless of who their quarterback is. Heck, throw in Paxton Lynch. Where's he been? Where's this guy? Nowhere.
You're
the
Broncos get the W against the Bengals. Go ahead. Give me your pick.
The Denver Broncos loses a 5 straight in their last 3 games, have given up 121 points and been embarrassed in their last 2 weeks by Philadelphia and New England. But I think they find a way to get it done at home. The Bengals are 1-4 on the road. I think Vance Joseph finds a way to get this defense motivated, who's been embarrassed over these last 5 games, losing 5 in a row. 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Denver Broncos to somehow find a way to get it done, even with the Brosweiler at the quarterback position. Denver's defense gets it done on Sunday against the Bengals. It has nothing to do with what Brock Osweiler does at the quarterback position, that's for sure.
Rudy, you gobbledygooker, Buffalo, L.A. Chargers. Go ahead, gobbledygooker.
I'll tell you, I like the Chargers in this matchup because they have a rookie quarterback in Peterman, chose to bench Tyrod the Train Taylor. Are you serious? It's not the time you swap out quarterback.
Hold on. You know, you know what I have to say to that? What? Never mind. Go ahead, Rory.
I've got an obsession when it comes to rookies. I'm actually going to say this right now. Buffalo Bills walk out of there with that win. You heard it here.
See, this is why you're on every show. Kevin, go ahead.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, man. So Tyrod Taylor gets benched in the middle of a playoff race. Phillip Rivers is dealing with injury. So you could have a potential quarterback battle between Kellen Clemens and a dude named Nathan Peterman, a rookie out of Pitt. I'm going to take the Chargers just for the heck of it. I don't think Sean McDermott made the right decision in benching Tyrod Taylor. It wasn't Tyrod Taylor's fault that the Buffalo Bills gave up 47 points and over 250 yards on the ground last week to the New Orleans Saints. So I'm taking the Chargers at home, and the Buffalo Bills make the wrong decision. Sorry, I got to pick against the Bills 2 weeks in a row, but I got to do what I got to do.
And I invited you back. Okay. And next game, Rudy, you're going to start us off. Since it's in Monterrey, Mexico, I want some Spanish talking here. New England, Oakland, Rudy.
Viva Los Raiders! Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. Raiders not been playing very good. Derek Carr, where has he been? Probably the most inconsistent quarterback in the NFL, outside of maybe other three quarterbacks playing on a team with a less than stellar record. But I'll tell you this much, they're already used to the Mile High. They were just in Denver, now traveling to Mexico to play at Azteca against the Raiders. I think Patriots is the obvious choice here to win. They get the W.
Rory, ¿qué dice?
I'm going to say this to you. If you're looking at a crap game on this schedule, this is it. I feel Oakland can win this game, and I'm going to go against the popular pick, and I'm going to pick Oakland to win this game by a field goal.
All right.
Like I say,
Rory, we know that Rory has hit too much tequila. Okay, go ahead, Kevin, your pick.
Patriots are a better football team. I think an X factor in this game is that this game is in altitude. Denver played in altitude last week at Denver. I think they get adjusted much more quickly than the Oakland Raiders do. Patriots are a better team. They get it done in Mexico City this weekend.
All right, you're going to start off the next game. There's only two games. Sunday night, Philadelphia at your team, the Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott sitting with me watching the game on TV.
And you'll be joined by Tyron Smith and Sean Lee, who will most likely be out on Sunday with a hamstring injury. Tyron Smith will not play on Sunday at the left tackle position. The Dallas Cowboys last year gave up 8 sacks, including 6 to Adrian Claiborne by himself, who just got another sack on Dak Prescott. I don't like this matchup for the Dallas Cowboys this week, who are going to be matching up against a guy in Carson Wentz, who's a legitimate MVP candidate. I hate picking against Dallas. Philadelphia right now is rolling 8-1, best record in the league, coming off a bye. Dallas is reeling right now. I'm picking Philadelphia to beat my Cowboys. Unfortunately, on Sunday night football, the Eagles are just a better team right now.
All right. Rudy, go ahead.
Oh, man. I don't know where to go wrong here. Alfred Morris, not the answer. Zeke Elliott clearly doesn't have an answer, and I just want to throw this out there. Does him stopping his appeal mean that he's admitting guilt? Oh, let's not go there. I think the Eagles are just playing way too well right now between Ertz and Wentz and the other Z's on the team. I think they put the Cowboys to sleep in all three phases. The Eagles are just playing way too good. I pick the Eagles in this matchup.
First of all, Rudy, let me ask you this. You say let's not go there. Then why did you go there?
Oh, because there really isn't an argument. Nobody knows about who did what, when, how, and why, unless you're Ezekiel Elliott. You can have your speculations. You can say yes, he did, or no, he did it.
Wait a minute. Kevin wants to rebuttal. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay, so the issue is here with Ezekiel Elliott. Number one, he was suspended for 6 games due to violations of the personal conduct policy based on allegations that were not only disproven but were unfounded, because his accuser, Tiffany Thompson, said that she lied about his domestic violence allegations and there were no charges brought against him in the state of Ohio. Ezekiel Elliott's not admitting to anything. He's been exonerated months ago, but the NFL on its high horse has decided to suspend him because of what he's done to make the league look bad. Ezekiel Elliott didn't do anything wrong, and that's been proven by police reports, testimony, and the own NFL Director of Investigations, Kia Roberts, said to Roger Goodell himself, he shouldn't be suspended because there's no evidence that he did anything that he was accused of. So him dropping his appeal is more so dropping the fight against the National Football League, where he knows he's not going to win in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals when it comes to this when it comes to his suspension. It doesn't have anything to do with any guilt or non-guilt that he has, because he's already been exonerated many times over. So I think he just decided that it was best to get the suspension over with and not to fight the NFL any longer, because his chances of winning were slim to none, especially given the way that they ruled in the Deflategate case against Tom Brady. So it doesn't have anything to do with any kind of admission of guilt one way or another, because he's been exonerated many times over.
Rudy, do you want to comment on what
that? He had clearly stated that he is not going to be named, that is not who he is. So if you're that righteous, if you have already in your mind convinced yourself in some capacity, again, nobody knows it's true or false but him. He's the only one that knows. You can be exonerated by a jury of your peers. You just got away with a perfect murder. If that's the case. But the bottom line is that Ezekiel Elliott has everything to do with saying, you know what, I cannot win this fight, and neither will Jerry Jones.
There you go.
Kevin?
Yeah, so like I said, his accuser said to the director of investigation of the National Football League that she lied and made up the whole thing. So there isn't any ambiguity of whether it's true or not. We know that it's not true because the accuser herself, Tiffany Thompson, said that she lied and she made it all up, and there were no charges brought. So Ezekiel Elliott just made a decision to not fight this any longer because he knew that he was not going to win his appeal against a court that's already ruled against him many times and a court that's ruled in favor of the NFL many times over in terms of the Deflategate case and other things. So the truth is there. It didn't happen because the accuser who said it happened said she lied and made up the whole thing, and he's been exonerated and no charges were brought and won't be brought because the accuser herself said she lied about it. So I think there's no question as far as the truth is concerned. It didn't happen because the accuser herself said it didn't happen. So I don't think there's really any question as to what, you know, the truth is and what it isn't. You know, it's out there and it's been proven, you know, many all times right. over.
Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed has been very, very quiet. Do you want to add your 2 cents into this, or do you want to pick Philadelphia Dallas first?
I'll be real quick with it. You see, here's the thing about these athletes think they're bigger than they are. They're world places. You know, I live in a small town here in Canada, but basically, you know, there's a lot of semi-pro athletes that are walking around and playing organized sports and stuff like that. I watch how they maneuver themselves out there in the nightclubs or in the scene. And the thing is, what we see here is that these guys are untouchable, and they can do anything that they want to do with women because, A, women can not necessarily throw themselves at them, but they feel that they can walk in, they have money, they've got bling, they got a certain swag about them, and then guess what? Hey, I can pick and choose from the litter, and it's not right.
All right, Philadelphia Dallas, give me your pick.
If we're going to be picking the game, I don't know what everybody's smoking, what they're drinking, whatever they're doing with this Philadelphia Eagles team. They're the most overrated team I've seen this year.
Yeah.
They have not played anybody. At the Dallas,
here we go.
Are going to get the job done in Jerry's world.
All right,
heard
Monday,
it here
Monday,
first.
Okay. Now, Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. You got. A not bad matchup, Atlanta, Seattle. Let's start off with Mitchell. Go ahead.
He called me by my last name. Wow.
Because
I got to go with Seattle.
Rory Rude. Come on, I got to drink my tequila, hombre. Come on.
No, I got to go with Seattle. It's a night game. They're at home. We already know how it is to play at outside against Seattle. And in that dome, when it's loud, Seattle's going to be able to get this job done. So it's 2-7
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle at home. I know they're reeling after last year with losing Richard Sherman to a torn Achilles for the rest of the year, but I think defensively they find enough. I think Earl Thomas, who missed last week, could potentially be back on the lineup this week. I'm taking the 3-point favorite at home in Seattle to beat the Atlanta Falcons, who dominated my Cowboys. I'm taking Seattle on GP alone.
All right, Rudy Reyes, your pick for Monday Night Football. And then I got the 2 special games that I want to touch on. Rudy Reyes, go ahead.
Well, you know, Falcons did so much to Dak Prescott, and I mean that literally. They made him feel the pain at the star in Dallas. They seriously did what they had to do. Seattle Seahawks, I'm not convinced of the O-line. I think once you get Russell Wilson out of the pocket, yes, he's dangerous. Does he have the type of weaponry that he's had in the past to throw the ball to? Does he have – I'm not a firm believer. I think the Falcons make it 2 in a row. Yes, in Seattle. Falcons get the W.
All right. 2 more games that I want to touch on before we close this edition of NFL Blitz with Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Also, Kevin of Clutch Talk Sports and Rudy Reyes of the Root Dog Show here on barnburner.ca. We'll first start off with Rudy. Rudy, are you ready for these
two final games.
Go ahead. Let's rock and roll.
All right. CFL playoffs. We're talking about the East Finals between Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Toronto Argonauts, BMO Field here in Toronto. I will be covering the game. Who's your pick, Rudy? Are you making fun of Canadian football? Are you making fun of Canadian football?
No. Absolutely not. You know how many players I've interviewed who've got chances in the NFL so, who played in the
NFL? I asked you your pick. The Argos or the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
I like the Rough Riders. I like the Rough Riders.
All right, Rudy. I'm going to ask you for another skill test.
Something about
question.
The name.
Name one player. Name one player on Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah, Google it now. I'll give the ball to Rory. Rory, your pick, Saskatchewan or the Argos.
Oh my goodness.
Dan Clark.
We're going with the six. We're going with Toronto.
Yes, we're going to the Grey Cup. The Grey Cup, baby. Anyways, Kevin, do you want to pick this game?
I'm just going to pick Toronto because my dad went to
Good
Toronto answer. When I was Good. A kid, and he brought me back a Toronto Argonaut shirt when I was a kid. So on history alone, I'm going to take Toronto. I know nothing about the Argonauts. I don't know anything about Saskatchewan. I'm just going to take Toronto because I had a really good childhood memory of the Toronto Argonauts.
Very,
so there you
very
go.
Good pick. Now, the second game, the Western Final, a battle of Alberta here, Calgary, Edmonton. Rudy, your pick.
Edmonton. You know, something about hockey reminds me of Edmonton. I don't know why. Oh, wait. No, the Oilers.
We're talking about football. We're talking about hockey. Stop drinking the tequila, hombre.
Hey, I'm going to have my court wherever I can possibly grab it. I
all right,
go
you're giving your pick. Enough. Thank God.
Edmonton.
Sorry? Are you going to be wearing clothes for this game also, by the way? Anyways, Rory,
yes.
Your pick. Edmonton or Calgary?
You know. I'm going to go with Calgary. They're hot. And this is it. Toronto, Calgary, and I'm calling the Grey Cup right now. The Grey Cup trophy comes back to the city.
Oh, all right. This guy's drinking tequila also. I'm not even picking the Argos to win the Grey Cup. Kevin, I'm not even going to ask you about Calgary, Edmonton. I'm going to ask you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Well, again, I appreciate you having me on the show. Once again, a really good time. I appreciate the conversation. My name is Kevin Gray, Clutch Talk Sports Radio Live every Monday and Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Sports Radio America Network, which can be found on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn app. Please tune in to tomorrow's show, Friday, November the 17th. I'm going to have Joseph Pasek himself, founder and CEO of barnburner.ca and Pro Wrestling Insider, joining me on the show tomorrow to get
and you know
ready
what, Kevin,
for Survivor
you know what?
Series.
I'm going to break some news exclusively on your show. I'm going to break some news exclusively on the show. And that's at 9 a.m. Eastern. Rudy, are you going to be up at 6 a.m. Pacific to hear me on Clutch Sports Talk?
Not a chance.
All right, you're not welcome back.
Look, it's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to have Joseph on at the top of the second hour, which is 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. So I know it's a little early for
I'm
you
in.
Out there on the West Coast. So.
I'll be listening.
Rudy, the lingo for that is the six upside down. It's a nine now, just to let you know.
You're the one who's been drinking too
Rory,
much.
Are you telling me you're familiar with the six and the nine?
I'm telling you I'm familiar.
I'm very familiar with the six and nine. I don't know if you're familiar with the six and nine. Now, Kevin Gray, Clutch Sports Talk, check it out tomorrow. Rudy Reyes, Road Dog Show, exclusively on barburner.ca. Tell them how they could get a hold of you, Rudy.
Yeah, you go to theroaddogshow.com. You can check out the theroaddogshow.com. Tell me a follow on Twitter at Road Dog Reyes. And I love sports talk, sports conversation, and I keep it real on the show.
All right. Hit him. All right. Now, Rory, go ahead.
Rory Mitchell. Twitter handle is going to be Rory EGN. You can find me on Twitter. All great content. And also SoundCloud, Mitch Report Unleashed, iTunes, Rory Mitchell, organically. Search it. You find me, and we're all good.
Now, I final question here on NFL Blitz. I want to ask Rudy this. Rudy, you play Madden?
I have the 360 version, yes.
You have the 360 version. Now, the other question I'm going to ask you is, are you in favor, or were you in favor, of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee?
Was I in favor? I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I mean, everybody has their freedom of speech in this country. And if you're gonna take a knee, you better have probably one of the best reasons on the planet to make that call. It was something that started what is still not finished. Am I in favor
Kevin,
of it?
Kevin, do you want to add anything to that?
Neil?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Rudy. Go ahead and finish. I couldn't hear the rest of it.
No, I was just going to say that me personally kneeling? No. I would not kneel the national anthem. No.
Well, I'm fine with it. He made the modification of taking a knee after talking to a military veteran who suggested that to take away from some of the distractions him sitting to take a knee while still at some juncture honoring the flag. So I think this whole conversation about him disrespecting the military and veterans has been extremely overblown, because it was at the suggestion of a military veteran himself that he take a knee. So I'm fine with it, especially the way now that it's caused the kind of conversation that we had. And I think he had to make a choice on how he was going to bring light to this issue. And obviously he's been proven correct many times over, no matter what side of the fence you may stand on in terms of the issues that he's talking about. He did what he had to do, and it's caused the conversation to be had for quite some time now. So, no, I'm fine with it.
All right, and as we close this, just breaking news for Rudy, breaking news. The Pittsburgh Steelers lead has been dwindled down to 3. All right. Rory,
yeah, thanks for that.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers lead has been dwindled down to 3. Look at Rudy is in crying.
Such a high score.
The Pittsburgh Steelers jersey and his shorts, everything. Now, Rory, close this segment out.
Hey, it's always a great pleasure by dealing with you guys, always networking, always bringing the independent podcast, legendary Joseph Pasek, Kevin himself being legendary, and Rudy, I don't know about that guy over there, but you know what, he's legendary himself also in his own special way.
Rudy, yeah, special. Any last comments that you want to make to Rory there? You know, he's sending you his Starbucks.
Yeah, he's just bitter because his Giants stink. That's all. He's got nothing but hate.
Okay, you know what?
Winning, that doesn't quit. Like Janoris Jenkins claimed he didn't. I think the whole team quit. They made us entire bunch of scabs in their place.
All right, I got to be a referee here. See, Kevin, what they make me do, put on my
referee shirt. I'm going to keep this very, very humble. When he gets his Starbucks, he chooses the platform that he wants to have a conversation on.
The platform is going to be on Barburner. Right. You're on Barburner. What platform is he going to have it on? He's not going to have it on. Kevin won't put up with this on Clutch Sports Talk. What's wrong with
that? I welcome him to sing it and bring it to the Mitchell Report Unleashed.
He can't even sing. He sings horribly. Now, Kevin, tell everybody what's going to happen tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yes, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Clutch Talk Sports Radio Live Show on Sports Radio America on TuneIn Radio and the Tune. in-app. Joseph Pasek himself, founder and CEO of barnburner.ca and Pro Wrestling Insider, will join me to get us ready for Survivor Series. So if you want more on that, follow us on Twitter at CT Sports Radio and on Facebook at facebook.com/ClutchTalkSportsRadio. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email us at ctsportsradio@gmail.com. But the one and only Joseph Pasek himself will be joining me to get us ready for Survivor Series 2017 down in Houston, Texas, where the headlining matchup will be one Brock Lesnar, who I know the folks in Canada take a great affection to.
He's from Saskatchewan. He lives in Saskatchewan. Yeah. He has his own farm in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
He wants Saskatchewan to beat the Argos. That's why I'm going to give him an F5.
As he takes on the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, in a champion versus champion match. Joseph Pasek will be on Clutch Talk Sports Radio Live on Friday, November 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You don't want to miss that.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. You've been listening to NFL Blitz here on barnburner.ca. Rudy Reyes, the Rude Dog Show, exclusively on barnburner.ca. Kevin Gray, Clutch Sports Talk or Clutch Talk Sports, checking me out tomorrow morning. And Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Thank you, guys. All fun. And Rudy, get that turkey out of your mouth.